The East Denisha McKenna.
Yeah, this is CJ Denisha on CJ Rocks on Gosport Hospital Radio. Hey there. Yeah, it's me, CJ, on the Gosport Hospital Radio CJ Rock Show. Today, it's a whole show devoted to the career of Liverpool's Fab Four from the years 1963 through 1968. And I gotta tell you, that pleases me.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
From what was the Beatles' debut album, 1963's Please Please Me, we heard the title track, their first U.S. hit single at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. After that, it was the cover song that was the last recorded on that day at EMI Studios, and John Lennon was so worn out he could barely finish the number 2 Hot 100 track, Twist and Shout, an iconic performance that some called the most famous rock single ever. She loves you, yeah. As was often the case in those days, She Loves You was not included on a studio album, but was one of five Beatles songs at the top of the U.S. charts in April of 64. Another number one for the boys was the single A Hard Day's Night from the album and the movie of the same name. The first chord of the song became an iconic moment. It opened up the single, the album, and the movie.
Tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays to Gospel Hospital Radio for India Hour with me, Tom, and you.
Patch.
No, I'm Patch.
Oh, yeah.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
8 Days a Week was the seventh number one Hot 100 single for the band in just over a year in 65. It was also the first time a pop single used a fade-in for the start of a song. And that was followed by yet another history-making song that led not only the soundtrack of the film of the same name, but also the movie itself. It was 1965's Help.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
What is there to say about yesterday than what's already been said? It's been covered over 2,500, maybe 3,000 times. It's on every best ever list. But its biggest storyline is that the song came to McCartney in a dream, and he walked around for weeks thinking he stole the song from someone else. But in the end, it was all Paul.
Hey, this is Emma, and I present Emma's anthems on a Friday morning between 11 and 12 at Gospel Hospital Radio, bringing music closer to you.
Easy way out. Got a good reason for
From the year 1965, Day Tripper has lots of stories in line with it, but one thing seems to be for sure. It was about the trip Lennon had on drugs. It hit number 5 on the Hot 100. That was Day Tripper. That was followed by the track Drive My Car from the Rubber Soul LP, except in the States where it had been left off the album. It made it onto other best of and greatest hits lists, though. Next up, we'll have a triple play here on CJ Rocks on Gosport Hospital Radio.
She once had me. She showed me her room. Isn't it good? Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the
for lunch on Mondays? Nothing? Well, how about grabbing a sandwich and a cuppa and joining me, Sarah, from 1 till 2 p.m. for some music and some fun trivia on Sarah's Pick a Mix on Gosport Hospital Radio, making lunchtimes fun. I need to make you see.
Three of those songs were from 1965's Rubber Soul album. Norwegian Wood, a Bob Dylan-inspired piece of songwriting art that featured the first use of an Indian stringed instrument on a Western pop song. Yeah, George Harrison played it. Then, a love ballad with some of the lyrics in French on Michelle, followed by a song some think was in the top five Beatles songs ever. In My Life was never a hit single, but has become yet another in a long line of epic tracks the Fab Four gave us.
Join me, Vicky Thompson, every Friday, 5 till 7 p.m., for the Family and Friends Request Show, made by the listeners for the listeners.
CJ's Tuesday Museday Show. A mixed bag of everything from 50s rock and roll to 2025's top pop hits. Or it may be an hour of whatever band from yesterday that's floating his boat today. All with that American drawl plus the American attitude. You may also get some answers to your next music quiz. Join our resident transatlantic presenter CJ every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. only on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Paperback writer.
You sir or madam, will you read my book? It took me years to write. Will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man named Lear, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer. Dirty man.
Paperback Writer was a single from 66 that topped the Hot 100 in two non-consecutive weeks, with Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night interrupting the rain. After that, it was a song about their old life in Liverpool, 1967's Penny Lane. A double A-side release was Strawberry Fields Forever. It reached number one and has since been inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. And now, non-stop, more of your favorite music from yesterday and today. This is Gosport Hospital Radio, bringing Gosport closer to you.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
The 1967 album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, hosted the song the John Lennon named from a drawing by his son Julian. Common thought was that the song was about acid, LSD, but instead, Lennon professed he was heavily influenced by Alice in Wonderland.
Too dear. can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
That was another song from Sgt. Pepper, When I'm 64, which supposedly McCartney wrote when he was just 14. Then a Universal bit of lyric released as a single in July of 67. All You Need Is Love was yet another Beatles number one, once described as a cool, calculated, contagious Beatles sing-song.
Every Thursday afternoon from 2 till 3 p.m., it's Heart to Heart with me, Lorna Hart, with 70s music throughout, from disco through to glam rock.
I don't know why you say goodbye.
The McCartney Pen 1967 single, Hello Goodbye, hit number one on the Hot 100, but a lot of critics weren't impressed, and in fact, Paul's own bandmate John didn't think much of the song, but admitted it was pop hit friendly. After that, it was another McCartney classic, a single from 1968, a boogie-woogie style hit that went to number four on the U.S. charts, Lady Madonna, a song McCartney says he tried to sing in a Fats Domino style. And it was a bit of a sad song, rooted in what seems like deep-seated Catholicism. Last up on CJ Rocks here on Gosport Hospital Radio, it's the last of three songs in a row. The first song of the White Album in 68, a song that was a parody of both Chuck Berry's Back in the USA and the Beach Boys' California Girls, where McCartney was intentionally trying to sing like Jerry Lee Lewis. Back in the USSR wasn't released as a single in the USA and was, in fact, very controversial in the USA. Of course, written from the point of view of a Soviet. All right. Wow. 1 hour, 20 songs, all Beatles, from 1963 to 68. I suppose you could do better, but I don't know how. And it was all right here on CJ Rocks on Gosport Hospital Radio. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
If I'm going out on my new paddleboard, the last thing I'm taking is my phone, right? Buoyancy aid? Fine. But mobile? My whole life's on that phone. Why would I risk losing it in the... Coast Guard, help!
Okay, help's on its way.
Grab my hand!
Phone. In a waterproof pouch. It's the first thing I pack now.
In an emergency at the coast, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard. And please, respect the water.
At the coast, one call could save lives.
Coast Guard.
In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Playing Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
And 1993 Radio.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio.